The Enchanting World of Hinge and Bracket. Dame Hilda and the Doctor are about to depart on a Mediterranean cruise. According to the brochure, a warm, convivial atmosphere awaits them, inspired by their friendly captain. According to the brochure. They're looking forward to cruising in the Mediterranean, but before that, they have to fly to Tangier. And before that, they have to take a taxi to Gatwick Airport. And before that, they have to wait for the taxi to arrive.
Do stop fiddling with the passports, dear. Put them in your handbag.
We're due at the airport at 10:30. How long is that taxi going to be?
Don't worry, Hilda. He's not due for another 5 minutes.
You know, it's true what they say about passport photographs. This one of me is quite appalling. I look 10 years older.
That's mine, dear.
Oh, sorry, dear. Haven't got me readers on. There, that's better. Oh, Ebony, I wish he'd hurry up.
Hilda, we've got plenty of time.
According to the brochure, we must arrive at the airport 1 hour before takeoff.
And we will, dear, if you'll only stop getting excited.
I can't help it, dear. Just think. In 6 hours' time, we shall be leaving Tangier in our luxury liner.
Yes, I hope it is luxury, dear.
According to the brochure, it has superb food, elegant cabins, and the very best in shipboard service.
Did you pack the seasick pills?
We shan't need them, dear. According to the brochure, the ship is fitted with the very latest stabilizers.
The ship may be, dear. I'm not.
He's here, dear. The taxi driver. Come on then, dear. Let's get off. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've Etney. I hate leaving Milton like this.
But Maud's looked after him before, dear.
Bye-bye, Milton. Bye-bye, darling. Auntie Maud will be coming for you shortly. Yeah, it is a pretty boy, then. I do wish there was a way he could fly with us, Ebony.
Impossible, dear. He'd never keep up with the plane. Did you hear what the pilot just said, dear?
What was that, dear?
We're flying at 35,000 feet.
Yes, I thought it would be. Give or take a foot.
What are you doing, dear?
I'm writing the postcards.
What postcards?
The holiday ones. You know, just to get them out of the way. Do you think this is all right for Maud? Dear Maud, weather absolutely perfect. The sea is as calm as a mill pond. Cruising is certainly wonderful. Our ship is beautiful, and life afloat enables one to relax completely and let the day's activities reflect the mood of the moment.
You can't say that, Hilda.
According to the brochure, I can.
We haven't even seen the ship yet. And where did you get all these postcards?
At the airport shop.
And what's that picture you're sending to Maud?
The Gatwick filter beds.
Hilda, how ridiculous.
Oh, Maud won't notice, dear. She'll think it's Tangier Harbour.
Hilda?
Yes, dear?
I think there's someone who knows us at the back of the plane.
Where, dear?
3 seats from the back. I caught his eye just now and he smiled and waved.
I'll sneak a look. You're right. He's waved at me as well.
Do you recognise him, dear?
Not at all, dear.
Oh, dear. Oh, he's coming down the aisle.
Oh, no. Well, Edney, what are we going to do?
We pretend we knew him, dear.
Well, well, well. If it isn't Hilda Brackett of Dr. Hinge. Ah, fancy seeing you again after all these years.
Yes. Where was it now?
Plymouth Town Hall, June the 5th, 1953. Wait a minute, what am I saying? I've never been to Plymouth in my life. Bournemouth, that's right, that was it. Bournemouth Town Hall, June the 5th, 1953.
Oh, yes, the coronation concert.
I knew you would remember me.
No, I meant we remembered Bournemouth Town Hall.
If you remember the Town Hall, you must remember me.
I'm sorry, Mr... It is a long time ago.
Well, just cast your mind back. Surely you remember being escorted by the chief constable up to the mayor's parlour after the show?
I think I do. Yes, yes, Hilda. We said at the time such a nice, charming gentleman.
Did we? Oh, yes, yes, we did. Yes, I remember us saying how obliging he was. Well, fancy meeting you again.
No, that wasn't me. That was Arthur, an old friend of mine.
Oh, yes. Of course it was. Arthur, yes.
Oh, I can see him now, standing there in the foyer in his chief constable's uniform. Very handsome.
No. He was at evening dress that night.
Oh, yes, I know. Yes. But I could imagine him looking very handsome in his uniform if he'd been wearing one.
No. It was Arthur who introduced me to you in the mayor's parlour.
Well, of course, that's just the sort of thing Arthur would do, isn't it, dear?
Absolutely, dear.
You know, your name's on the tip of my tongue, Mr.
Go on, Ed.
Yes, I thought you'd say that. George, was it?
No. Roland.
Yes, I thought it was either George or Roland. Yes.
I knew it was Roland, yeah.
Brigadier Roland Baines. Of course, I wasn't in Brigadier in 53, you know.
No, I expect you'd be a Lance Corporal then.
Yes, at least.
I must say I would never have recognised you, Brigadier. Have you put on weight?
Huh? No, I've lost over 3 stone.
Yes, I thought you had.
Brigadier, would you care to sit down? I'm getting the most awful crick in my neck.
Oh, right, I'm so sorry. We can't have that. Ah, there we are. Well, you know, it is nice to bump into old friends, especially when they remember you.
Yes, it must be.
Would you like a peculiarly strong mint?
Oh, thank you.
Yes. They did that to me the first time. Now, listen, ladies, would you object to me sitting with you for the rest of the journey?
Oh, not at all. After all, we are going to see a lot of each other on the cruise, I hope.
Oh, I do too, of course. One might even say that we shall all be in the same boat.
Well, I see you haven't lost your sense of humour. Now, let's start as we mean to go on. The name is Roland.
Oh, Hilda. Andy Bradley.
You don't have to remind me. They called my wife Hilda, you know.
Really?
Oh, yes. Good old Hilda. What am I saying? They didn't call her Hilda at all. They called her Muriel.
Oh, is she,
Yes, 5 years ago.
Oh, dear, I am sorry.
Nothing to be sorry about. She quite likes New Zealand. You know, I'm jolly glad I spotted you. And I'm afraid this was going to be a lonely 2 weeks, but not now, eh?
Well, don't worry. We'll be able to show you the ropes. We've done our bit, you know, on the old troop ships.
Ooh. We certainly have. Singing for our brave boys, you know.
Mind you, Hilda, I hope the conditions on this cruise are an improvement on those troop ships.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean, dear. The plumbing. Oh. Most embarrassing. All that peddling.
And the salt water showers. Do you remember, dear? You could never get a lather with that soap, could you?
Do. 3,000 soldiers and us. Oh. Happy days.
Well, with all your experience of singing on board ship, I think you're going to be very popular on this trip.
Well, I must say, I'm getting very excited all of a sudden. I can't wait to land in Tangier.
I'm afraid you'll have to, my dear Evadne. Just you look down there. See? We're only just over Paris. Looks like no other city in the world from the air. Unmistakable.
Attention, please. Will passengers please fasten their seatbelts? We are beginning our descent to Tangier Airport.
Well, you see, it's a very wise pilot we've got on board. Doesn't want to go in too steeply, so... started his descent over Paris.
Isn't this perfect, Hilda?
Absolutely, dear.
I think we've managed to find the only quiet spot on the ship.
Yes, you know the reason, of course. It's the farthest point from any of the bars.
Talking of bars, dear, do you think Roland has got over last night's cocktail party yet?
Oh, the poor man. He He never told us he could do acrobatic dancing, did he?
I don't think he knew himself, dear. Until he'd had those 7 large vodkas. I presume it was the vodka.
Well, I don't think it was the garlic sausage.
If only he hadn't insisted on doing his Fred Astaire impression.
What made me laugh was when he went out of control on that shiny ballroom floor.
He probably thought he was on the Cresta run, dear. I don't think I shall ever forget the look on that waiter's face.
You mean when Roland collided with him?
Yes, champagne buckets everywhere. Pity the lot went all over the captain.
Yes, he was awfully nice about it, though, wasn't he?
Oh, really?
I mean, it couldn't have been easy to sit there and smile with your trousers full of ice.
No. Actually, you know, I thought we did very well to follow all that with our little contribution to the evening's entertainment.
Oh, yes. Our songs went down very well, dear. Oh. And so exhilarating to hear everyone applauding. Mm. Everyone except Roland, of course.
Well, he may have been, dear. We couldn't see him under the table. No. Oh, look, Hilda. Now, here's Captain Frobisher coming along the deck.
Oh, yes. In his short white trousers. I say, hasn't he got lovely legs? Yoo-hoo!
Hello, Captain Frobisher.
Ah, ladies, so this is where you're hiding.
Oh, have you been looking for us, Captain?
I have indeed. I thought you might have been on the sun deck.
Oh, no, this suits us fine. Nice and shady. Mm.
Very wise. It's 94 today, you know. 94 in the shade.
Is it really? You know, Hilda, I think I could risk taking off one of my cardigans.
Yes, I might join you soon, dear. It is all right for you to be here, isn't it, Captain? I mean, you have left someone doing the driving.
Yes, I just pointed in the right direction and let someone else do the easy work.
That'll be the vice, Captain, I suppose.
Oh, that's very good, dear. I like that. I wish I'd thought of it. You know, it was a wonderful party last night, Captain.
Yes, part of it.
Oh, yes, the little contretemps with our friend the Brigadier.
He's not a friend of yours, is he?
Oh, good heavens, no. No, not at all. Complete stranger. Evidently, you were speaking metaphorically, weren't you, dear?
Was I? Oh, yes, of course I was. I do it all the time.
I see, yes. I think I understand. It's just that I know that fellow's type. The man's a bounder. Now, you let me know if he bothers you, and I will deal with him personally.
You're not going to tie him to the mast and give him 20 lashes, are you?
Don't tempt me, ladies. You know, I find men who cannot hold their liquor quite detestable.
Absolutely.
I hope for his sake he doesn't cross my path on this voyage. I can be quite ruthless when I'm roused.
Yeah. I'm sure you can.
However, I came to talk to you about a more pleasant matter. As you know, we arrive in Parma tomorrow for our 2-day stay before sailing on to...
Naples.
Oh, is it really?
According to the brochure.
Oh, well, I suppose it must be. Anyway, on the eve of our arrival, it is our custom to have a carnival night with a Spanish flavour.
Ooh, lovely. Or should I say bravissimo?
I should save that one for Italy, dear.
Now, I was hoping that due to your undisputed success last night, you would oblige again with some of your lovely duets, addressed possibly as Spanish senoritas.
Ooh, well, I may find it difficult to sing with a rose in my mouth.
Of course we will, Captain. We'd be more than pleased.
Excellent, excellent. Oh, there's just one other thing before I leave you. As our carnival night doesn't commence until 9 o'clock, I would be delighted if you would join me at my table for dinner.
Oh, we'd be delighted too, Captain.
Yes, so would I. Yes. Well, 7 o'clock then, ladies. Oh, and if you wish to rehearse at all this afternoon, please help yourself to the piano in the recreation room.
Thank you, Captain.
Good. Till 7 o'clock then. Or should I say... Hasta la vista.
Oh, yes. By all means.
Goodbye, ladies.
I don't know what you think, Evadne, but it would appear that we've clicked.
A brigadier yesterday, a ship's commander today.
Well, on tomorrow.
I do think he was a little hard on poor Roland.
Yes, but he did rather make a fool of himself last night.
I think we're going to have to keep him away from the captain, Hilda.
Oh, yes, we don't want fisticuffs.
No. Anyway, now, why don't we take up the captain's offer and try out the piano?
Good idea, Evette.
Now, where is the recreation room?
Well, according to the brochure, it's on B deck behind the gymnasium.
Well, come on then, dear. Should we leave our travelling rugs here?
Yes, dear, but I should bring your cardigan. According to the brochure, it's down this staircase. Take my arm, dear. Are you happy with the piano, dear?
It could be better, but it'll do, I suppose.
Good. Well, off you go then, and I'll catch you up eventually.
Yeah.
All right.
Soon as we may, up and away, we'll commence our journey. Very happy are we, as you can see, everyone is now a fairy.
Everyone is now a fairy.
Though as a general rule we know, two strings go to every bow. Make up your mind that grief will bring, give you two bows to every string.
Just passing the door and heard those unmistakable tones.
How's your head this morning, Roland?
Funny you should say that, Hilda, because I had a bit of a headache when I woke up. Mind you, it's my own fault. I should have kept off that garlic sausage.
Yes, I believe in this part of the world it's 70 proof.
Well, ladies, I do hope you're going to sing something else now that I've found you.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, dear, we are rehearsing for tonight, you see, for the... So if you'd like to sit there, perhaps you could pretend you're sort of part of tonight's party. Would you like to do that? The song that Evadne and I were just going to go through is the Fairy Queen solo from Iolanthe. You know the story, of course, don't you, dear? Well, it's very briefly, you see. The Queen is rather a large lady, followed round by a retinue of fairies. And they, as the story goes, are versus the House of Lords, you see. The fairies always come out on top. It's a happy ending.
You're all right, now?
Yes, yes. So nice and comfortable there, Roland. All right, dear.
Foolish faith, think you because this ray or ray my bosom affords, I'd disobey a fairy voice, because I fly in realms above, resemble I the ever star, in tendency to fall in love, resemble I the Oh, Emperor Snow.
as mine, although I dare not say so. On fire that glows with heat intense, I turn the host with common sense, and out it goes at small expense. We must maintain the very law.
That we'd been invited to sing at tonight's carnival evening, Roland.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
Oh, and we must tell Roland our exciting news, dear. What? We've been invited to have dinner at the captain's table, 7 o'clock.
Oh, my word, that is absolutely marvellous. And I'll look forward to that myself. I must go and get my dress suit sponged and pressed. And you'll never believe it, but I woke up this morning wearing it. Yes, over my pyjamas. Well, see you at 7 o'clock, then. Wonderful, wonderful.
Hilda, I think he's got the impression that he's been invited, too.
Do you sit down, ladies? Allow me.
Thank you, Captain.
My pleasure.
This is cosy. Table for three.
Well, I do normally entertain a larger party, but I thought tonight I'd be selfish and have you all to myself. Sort of tete-a-tete.
Oh, delightful.
Allow me to pour you a glass of sherry.
Lovely. Thank you.
And then we can drink to a memorable evening.
Sorry I'm late. Had a bit of trouble putting my medals on. There seems to be a chair missing. Don't worry, there's one over here. Excuse me, madam, do you mind? Captain, if you could move over there to the other side of Hilda, and I'll sit here next to Evadne, and we'll have a much better balance. I say, there doesn't seem to be a knife and fork for you, Captain. Waiter! Could we have some cutlery for your captain? I really do think you should get a grip on your staff, Captain.
You are sitting at my table, sir.
And very kind indeed of you to invite me. And you can drop the sir.
Roland's the name.
I do not recall inviting you, sir.
My memory is not what it was either.
You see, Captain, we are partly to blame. We sort of invited Roland.
Knowing, of course, that you wouldn't mind.
But I thought he was a complete stranger.
Oh, did we say that?
Good heavens, we've known each other for 25 years. And they knew Arthur as well, you know. Oh, you'd have liked Arthur, Captain.
I doubt it very much.
Awfully nice sherry, this. My word, yes. I say, you haven't got a glass, have you? Used to make all my own wine, you know, in the old days. What am I saying? I've never made any wine in my life. good. Here comes the soup. Would you believe it? They've only brought three. I say, look here, you've left the captain out again. More sherry, Hilda? What about you,
Evadne? I really couldn't eat another morsel. Quite delicious.
Absolutely.
And your company's been enchanting, ladies.
Hilda, do you think we should wake up Roland?
He looks so peaceful with his head on the tablecloth, dear.
I think it was that last brandy, dear.
On the other hand, it could have been the five he had before it.
He's not a meadow stick, really, Captain. You know, I doubt if he recollects what happened last evening.
No, well, I'm not the sort to bear grudges. Forgive and forget, what? Anybody can make one mistake, I suppose.
Oh, by the way, Captain, regarding tonight's carnival, we thought we'd give it a Spanish flavor by singing our version of the Toreador song.
Oh, splendid.
Hilda, I think Roland's waking up. He's opened an eye.
Oh, yes. Hello, dear. How are you feeling?
Oh, no, not for me. Not for me, thank you. I don't drink.
You're drunk now.
Oh, hello, sailor.
We were just saying, Roland, we may do the Toreador song tonight.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. Arthur was good at that, you know. It was our party piece, along with Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, that's right. Have you ever seen my Fred Astaire impression?
I feel I know it intimately.
Well, I was the bull and Arthur was the matador.
Yes. Very interesting.
You must give us a demonstration some other time.
I used to come at him and paw the ground and a sort of moo, and Arthur used to wave his cloak like this.
Roland, that's the tablecloth.
Roland!
Ah! You blithering idiot!
Oh, Roland.
Look what you've done. That's the second dress suit you've ruined in 2 nights, you great oaf.
Well, that never happened when Arthur did it.
Just look at my trousers. They're saturated. Look at them, you fool. You imbecile. You stupid, stupid man. My grandfather would be in charge of this.
What's that, Hilda?
He'd have had you
I just realized something. This is the warm, convivial atmosphere inspired by our friendly captain. According to the brochure.
In their enchanting world, Hinge and Bracket were joined by mellow Michael Bates as Roland and dashing Donald Hewlett as the captain. The script was written by that delightful trio, Mike Craig, Laurie Kinsley and Ron McDonald, and produced in fragrant Manchester by gentleman James Casey.